This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A Malaysian court on Tuesday sentenced Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak to 12 years in jail for abuse of power. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak was found guilty on Tuesday on all seven corruption charges in his first trial linked to a multi-billion dollar scandal at a state fund, One Malaysia Development Berhad. The landmark case has been widely seen as a test for the country's efforts to stamp out corruption. The seven charges included criminal breach of trust, money laundering and abuse of power for allegedly illegally receiving nearly $10 million from former 1MDB unit SDC International.
China's foreign ministry says Hong Kong's government will suspend agreements on mutual assistance for criminal matters, including extradition with Britain, Canada and New Zealand. China says the three countries' decision to suspend extradition agreements with Hong Kong over a new security law for the city constituted a gross interference in China's internal affairs. U.S. President Donald Trump visited a vaccine development site Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. The president voiced an optimistic tone about the current spread of the virus.
Cases in Florida, Texas, and Arizona held steady and are now heading down. In Arizona, they're heading very substantially down and rapidly. We've been constant and in constant communication with the states and are surging them resources when requested.
White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy in the U.S. This is VOA News. Thursday marks the 6 months since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stresses that although the world has changed, the pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to the communities. He said, as the pandemic is under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, and South Korea, because the countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. North Korea's leader has boasted about his nuclear capability and its impact regionally. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has this story.
Korean state media reports leader Kim Jong-un saying his country's hard-won nuclear weapons are a solid security guarantee and a reliable, effective deterrent that could prevent a second Korean war. Kim's comments before war veterans, marking the 67th anniversary of the end of the 1950-53 Korean War, again show how he has no intention of abandoning his weapons as prospects dim for resuming diplomacy with the U.S., he says his country has tried to become a nuclear state with an absolute might to prevent another war. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Iran says its elite Revolutionary Guards launched a military drill in the Persian Gulf on Tuesday. This comes at a time of high tension between Tehran and Washington. Tear gas canisters were fired last night in Portland, Oregon, by federal agents against protesters after another night of violence. The cleanup continues this morning. This followed an appeal to Congress by the mayors of Portland and five other major U.S. cities on Monday to make it illegal for the federal government to deploy militarized agents to cities that don't want them. Julie Walker has this report from Associated Press.
This comes as the feds say they will stay in Portland and possibly deploy more agents until the U.S. courthouse is safe. Last night, a few protesters set off firecrackers and tried to climb the fence in front of the building. The feds deployed tear gas. The mayors of Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kansas City, Albuquerque, and Washington, all cities where President Trump has sent militarized agents under Operation Legend or threatened to, sent a letter to lawmakers saying the administration's egregious use of federal force on cities over the objections of local authorities should never happen. I'm Julie Walker.
And via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.